Hi, I'm Terry Stokes, Chief Exec at Larza, here today at Larza's Digital Summit.
So there are lots of different organisations here today, all coming to talk about really the now and the future of digital. So what is the now and the future of digital, do you think, for the charity sector?
Well, I think the now is that very much charities are starting to engage with digital. And I think what we want to do is we want to bring together that experience, that learning, and share it around. And the people who are maybe a little slow to adopt and wondering what's in it for them, to give them some inspiration to think, yeah, this will make a difference. This will attract support. This will, you know, get people to volunteer for us, get people in our communities to understand what it is we do. And, you know, it's relatively cheap, if not free. Of course, there's staff time and other things to consider. But if you enthuse people around this, then, you know, people will just run with it, because it's an exciting way to start a new conversation, a different conversation with people who really value what you do.
So what do you see as the challenges for incorporating digital into organisations?
I think one of the major things we would always say is make a plan. You don't have to stick to it. You may decide you make a plan to have a Facebook presence and that doesn't work out for you, so you start to tweet. But at least know why you're engaging with it and know why you think it can deliver something to your organisation. You know, measure what you think you're getting from it. Be realistic, I'd say, in your expectations. But, you know, you've got to be on board. You've got to be with it. It has an impact as another channel for you to reach your supporter base, and people who'd be interested in your work may want to volunteer their time to help you, may want to give you money. You know, all of those things, low cost, cheap and easy ways to reach people, you've got to get engaged with and got to get on board with.
And what do you see as Larza's role, really, to connect people to the digital world?
I think that connection, that term, is exactly how we see ourselves. You know, we're committed to wanting to get organisations to plan better about their ICT strategies, that whether it's digital or more prosaic, you know, keeping the PCs going at home. So we are keen that people get the best that technology has to offer. And we're also very keen on the fact of, you know, demystifying, taking some of the fear out of, you know, you don't have to be a whizzy techno geek, if you forgive the term, to be able to engage with this. You just have to know someone who does know about it and someone that you trust to be able to advise you well on how you approach it.
And what do you hope to get out of this event?
Well, it's profile raising. It's the people who aren't currently using digital or are using elements of it being exposed to new possibilities and engaging with them and hopefully making them better, more efficient, you know, in terms of the individual missions as charities and organisations. So we want to, you know, share that experience. We're very much around other organisations who are leading the way in this field, and other individuals who are advocating around digital, you know, getting people to listen to what others have to say, share experiences, and, you know, get involved. And I think that elevates everybody's ability in very, very straitened times and a difficult environment to operate in. You know, every bit of support, and as well as support, I would say also understanding. You know, you're reaching people who maybe don't fully appreciate what it is you're doing within your communities. And, you know, if they did know, then they'd probably be interested and might want to get involved.